Dogs and humans share a unique bond that cannot be compared to anything else. Life is a roller coaster of ups and downs, and dogs always provide a source of stability to their owners. To some, dogs can compare to a child or a very important family member. My name is Annalise Kinney, and I've spoken with Erica D'Agostino, Dean of Students at Lafayette College, about her 2-year-old English Mastiff, Guido. In Dean D'Agostino's eyes, Guido is much more than just a pet.
Guido is, like my best buddy, and he keeps me company, and he's like our source of support.
Dean D'Agostino has had Guido for about a year and a half. When looking for a new dog, she had a certain breed in mind because she loves big dogs.
I really like the Mastiff breed, and so I had been reading a lot about the English Mastiff and how great they are, and that they're so laid back and good with family, so I thought, I want to try it.
Yeah. Dean D'Agostino is familiar with the Mastiff breed. Before owning Guido, she had a French Mastiff named Roma. Along with Roma, she had another dog named Pepperoni. Those two dogs kept each other company, and when Pepperoni passed away, Dean D'Agostino began her search for another dog to keep Roma company.
Pepperoni passed away, and I wanted a companion for Roma, so I got Guido. Oh. Roma, at the time, had been so depressed. I think
it's good.
I work, and the kids are at school, and I think it's nice for dogs to have another
friend,
four-legged friend in the house.
Agree.
Although Dean D'Agostino knew she wanted a partner for Roma, she was hesitant this time around when it came to looking for a new dog.
And there's also part of me that thinks, like, God, you get them and you're so excited. And then, the more pets you have, the more pets you have to say goodbye to.
I know.
I think it is safe to say that Dean D'Agostino was happy about getting Guido. When asked about the role she thought her dog would fulfill in her lifestyle, Dean D'Agostino said this.
When we're sad or having a bad day, he's that person who just loves us the minute that we walk in the door. And
Dean D'Agostino also stated that she could not imagine her house without a dog. The relationship she and Guido share resembled the relationship between Caroline Knapp and her dog in Knapp's Pack of Two, a book about the good and bad of sharing a life with a canine companion. Knapp and her dog equally depend on each other for emotional support, and Knapp concludes that her life would be completely different without a dog. Because Dean D'Agostino was searching for an English Mastiff, I asked her if she was aware of any breed-related health issues. Fortunately, there are no Mastiff-specific diseases.
Well, all big dogs have...
The joints.
The joint and hip stuff. That's really true of any large breed.
In order to diminish Guido's risk for health issues and to keep any extra pressure off his joints, Dean D'Agostino keeps Guido on a strict food regimen.
And I have kept him really trim.
Yeah, so does he, like,
between
is it muscle
what all? He eats? Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have any fat on him.
Really?
And I've tried to keep him that way because, when I had first gotten him, the vet had said, any extra weight this dog has is really going to have an impact on his joints. Because
despite his size, Dean D'Agostino says that Guido acts as a lap dog. She says that Guido's one goal in life is to be touched as much as possible throughout the day, and even when he is being pet, he always wants more.
People love him.
Yeah, I
mean,
bet.
He's such a sweetheart. He would be the worst watchdog in the world.
Oh.
Even if you were an intruder and you came into the house,
if
you pet him a little bit, he'd be like, I love you.
Although Guido may be the friendliest dog in the world, his size may lead you to think otherwise.
He's so huge that, if I, oftentimes I'll walk him, down Cattell Street, and cars will stop.
Really?
In the middle of the road, and they're like,
what is
that?
Yeah.
And people say, that dog looks more like a horse than a dog.
So,
after talking to Dean D'Agostino about Guido's personality, I got the feeling that this may be the friendliest dog in the world. When asked about her favorite thing about Guido, Dean D'Agostino had this to say.
I think it's how snuggly he is. He's like a big teddy bear.
I love someone.
He's literally like a teddy bear. Like, it's not enough when he's on the couch that he's next to you. His new thing, if I'm sitting on the couch and I usually have my feet on the ottoman, he doesn't just want to be next to me. He usually has one paw draped across my legs and his head literally right here on my chest, and he stares at me.
Oh, that's that's one of
it's
like
the, so. I mean, it's the cutest.
I know.
One notable story that Dean D'Agostino shared with me about Guido was a time that Dean D'Agostino and her daughters were returning from a vacation and they hadn't seen Guido in a while.
He was so excited when we got back. Mm. He cried for 30 minutes the night that we got home. I mean, it was like... Uh-huh.
That would break my heart.
It was the cutest thing, but I thought, oh my gosh, I don't think we can ever go away again.
In this instance, Guido is showcasing her extreme attachment to Dean D'Agostino and her daughters because they are his three favorite people. When it comes down to his favorite...
It's hard. I will say... It seems like he, you know, I mean, he sleeps with me. If we're all on the couch, it's usually me that he tends to want to be on, although he's so big that he spills onto other people. But he's also really, he's also pretty attached to the girls.
Guido is the perfect example of the dog that Jeffrey Milan talks about in his book, The Dog Who Wouldn't Stop Loving, where he states that a dog's goal in life is to make humans happy, even to the point where they would put themselves at a disadvantage. Guido seems to be the dog that cannot stop loving, and Dean D'Agostino and her daughter seem to always have enough love to give to this giant, snuggly teddy bear.